The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Omer Aleph. That's what we're up to. We had the Gemara that said, Rav said that Kibel David Lashon Hara. He was Mekabel Lashon Hara. And the Gemara said, because Tziva told him about Mephibosheth. And he accepted it. The Mekabel Lashon Hara. He said he's Yoshibu Shalayim and he's awaiting the overtaking of Avshalom. That was the first initial reaction, and David HaMelech said in that Gemara, he gave Tziva everything, he confiscated, king can confiscate, he gave everything from Mephibosheth to Tziva. Shmuel Omar, 8 lines from the bottom. Shmuel Omar, like David Lashon Hara, Shmuel argues, says David was not Mekabel Lashon Hara. Dvorim Ani Koim Chozabei, rather he saw things, there was a reason for him that he saw that what Tziva is saying is correct. And that's the biggest said in Lashon Hara, Dvorim Ani Korim. So then Chofetz Chaim discusses that at length, if it's considered Dovah Hidu of Anikar, if it's Lashon Hara or not. What did he see about Mephibosheth Chsiv? Mephibosheth ben Shaul Yorad, Fnei HaMelech Leyosa, Raglov Leyosa Sfomoy, Vezbgodov Lekibes, he came unkempt, ungroomed. So that means that he was Mitzdar for the Malchus of David. He was awaiting Avshalom. Uksiv, Vahiki Vo Yushalayim Likas HaMelech. And when he finally met him, why were you not with me? That was the original question that David HaMelech has. Where's Mephibosheth? Why are you not with me? Why didn't you come to greet me? Why didn't you come to me? So this is where he answered. This is where we're up to. So Mephibosheth answered, Adoni HaMelech, my master, my king, Avdi Rimoni, ki Oma Avdecho, ech v'chashaliach hamor. He said, Avdi, he says, your slave, meaning he's talking about himself, Rimoni, they fooled me. Ki Oma Avdecho, ech v'chashaliach hamor. I was going to saddle my donkey, ve'el kvaleo, in order to come to you, ve'elech el HaMelech, ki piseach Avdecho, because I'm crippled, I can't go and call myself, I need to be saddled, I need to be taken. He's talking about Tziva now. He says, they spoke Lashon Hara about me. He's claiming his innocence. My master, they spoke Lashon Hara about me. Do as you please. He's telling him that they said whatever they said about me was Lashon Hara. That I'm against you, I'm the Malchus, I'm for Avshalom. No. You do as you please. Because he took away all his nechazim and he gave everything to Tziva. So the king said, David HaMelech said, Loma tedaber oy dvorecho. Don't speak no more. Loma tedaber oy dvorecho. Loma tedaber oy dvorecho. Don't speak anymore. Amalti ata v'tziva techalkes asodeh. What I said was that you and Tziva should split. Before in Omer Aleph, originally he told Tziva, take everything. Now he split. He said, I'm not taking everything away from you. Part for you and part for Tziva. So what's the sacrifice here? Originally he said everything and now parts of the Mashar explains. He says that David was takam as supuk, if Mephibosheth was against him or not. So he says, originally he was, so to speak, he was mekabel lashon hara. But afterwards, when he heard this statement of Mephibosheth, he was mesupuk. So memela, he paskened, momen amuta besofik cholkin, zok the Mashar. So that's why part Mephibosheth and part with Tziva, which is interesting because today's blot in Daf Yomi of Meir Shapira is Mamon Amuta B'Sofik Cholkin. Daf Tzarites, Daf Kuf, and Bo Metzia. Both of them, both blots is Mamon Amuta B'Sofik Cholkin. Now Rashi over here in Omer Aleph, the bottom Rashi says, Dvorim Ani Korim Chozabei. What was the Dvorim Ani Korim that he saw? What was the back and forth? So Rashi, Dvorim Ani Korim Chozabei Mephibosheth, Kshenerek Avshalom, and Avshalom was killed, V'chozah David L'Malchus, and David returned to his Malchus, U'bolifonov, Lo'yosu Raglov. He didn't camp himself, he was unkempt. V'lo'yosu Sfomoy, Kosovu David, so David assumed from this action, Sheni Korim Divrei Tziva, it seems that Tziva is correct, Shenitztar, that he's pained, he's in sorrow, he feels bad, he's mitzar, asher chozah David, that David's back, he wanted Avshalom. And he wasn't mekash himself, he chose like an avelus, he didn't prep himself properly for the melech. Now, then Rashi says, v'oid hoi mitzapa, shech shiavu b'malchus yisnoye. On the other hand, that maybe Mephibosheth's tzad was that he waited to camp himself until they bring David back to the Malchus. V'yistaper. L'kach l'kibl dvorim. So that's why he was mesupik. So he wasn't mekabel his dvorim. V'omaloi ato v'tziva t'chalk v'asode. So that's why he split it. V'hu'e shivoi kosh. And then Mephibosheth answered him in a very harsh way. Ein li litzik el al misha v'yachaloim. I don't have tightness on you. I'm upset at the Abisha that you're back. That means we see that Tziva was right. He did not want David to come back. If not for seeing these dvarim anikorim, he would have retracted from all that he gave away to Tziva, and he gave it all mifiboshes nechasim to Tziva. Even though originally he said everything should go to Tziva, that's not something you can't retract from. Ainzu Kabbalah, he calls Mashlah David Shavla Malchusoi. Before David was returned totally to his Malchus, so it's not yet the Tzivui of a Melech that it's Chal. So it's not yet Shavla Malchusoi. So Yedea Hoya, Shein Matnosa Matonah, the Matonah is not yet a Matonah. He couldn't yet totally confiscate. V'loi Omaloi El Al Tanai, Im Yireh Emes B'dvorev. He only said it Al Tanai. If what I see what you're saying about Mephibosheth is correct, so then I will give you everything. But now that he came, it was Taka Mesupak, so then the Taka was Yachloiku. It was Momen Amut Mesupak Cholkin. Continues the Gemara. On Amud Beis, Zog the Gemara, Vayoyim Mephibosheth al Melech, Gam es HaKoyl Yikach, Achei HaShabu Adoni HaMelech B'Sholoim. So Mephibosheth told the Melech, no, take everything away from me. Suddenly he's jumping and he's saying, giving up all his mechasim. Sounds fishy too. Take everything away. Now that you came over here back peacefully to your home. So he told him, meaning, Mephibosheth says, I am awaiting you that you should come b'sholem. And you're doing this to me. So he basically is telling him that I don't need anything. Take everything away. Lo yolecho yeshli tachoimus. And now Mephibosheth says things that are terrible. He said, my tachoimus, my time is not on you, on David HaMelech. Elo al mi sheviyacho b'sholoim. On the Eibishter, the one that brought you back peacefully. Zog di Gemara, because he said these things in a time on the Eibishter that you came back peacefully. Haini dechsev uben yehoi noson. The son of Yoinoson, which was Mephibosheth, Meiriv Baal. The son of Yoinoson was Meiriv Baal. Fregmov, he Meiriv Baal Shmoy, his name wasn't Meiriv Baal, his name was Mephibosheth. Valo Mephibosheth Shmoy. Elo Zogdemar Mitech Shosa Meriva in Baalov, since he made a Meriva, a feud with the Baalim of the world, meaning the Abishta. Yotza Baskol, a Baskol came out, a voice emanated from Shemaim and said, Vomro, Loi, and told him, not so, but not so. Not so means a person that makes feuds. Not so. Ba'machlokes. Not so, but not so. Mephibosheth, the son of Yehoinoson, was the son of Shaul HaMelech. So not so, but not so. Not so, hod amoron. Bar not so. Why was he called a bar not so? A descendant of not so, meaning of Shaul. The chesim says by Shaul as follows. Shmuel told him to kill out Amalek. Va'yovei Shaul adir Amalek, va'yovei banochal. And he fought and he feuded Banochal. Omar Remani Al Iske Nochal. What are the Iske Nochal? So Rashi says in the top Rashi, Al Iske Nochal. Shlol did not kill out the children of Amalek. Umal Nefesh Achas Omar Tehri, he made a couple of chomer. If for one Nefesh that is found amongst two cities, we bring an Egla Rufa, Hove Egla Rufa Benochal, Iske Nochal. So Nefesh Salol, Achskam Bekam, I'm going to eradicate these children. So he didn't want to kill, he didn't heed Shmuel's Nevius, and he left the children. The Esek of Egla Rufa. So that was the Notza Ba Notza. Omer Avid Omer Rav. B'shosh Omer David Mephibosheth. So this is Rav Shita. Rav held that he was Mekabel Loshon Hara. So zog the mother, Omra Vidom Rabbe, Shosh Omer David Mephibosheth, Ato Vetziva Techalkas Asode. When David told Mephibosheth, you and Tziva be Mechalak the Sode, split it. Yotze Baskova Omraloi, Rechovam Vierovam, Yechalkas Ameluchah. So Rav Shita was that he did sin. He was mekabel lashon hara. So because he said the chalkas asodin is mekabel lashon hara, so memela ato v'yarovim yechalkas hamelucha. So likewise, there was a mida connected mida. Rechavam was an enikel of David. Rechavam ben Shlomo Hamelech, and Yerovam ben Avot. That's when it started the splitting of Malchus based David, Malchus Yehuda. You had the mechalk the melucha, and from that came out the destruction of Kol Yisrael. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Ilmolo like kibol David lashon hara. Again, Rav Shita, not like Shmuel, but according to Rav that he was mekabel. So loy nechlek on Malchus based David, Malchus based David wouldn't have been split. He was mekabel lashon hara, and he said they should split. So memela, Malchus Yisrael was also split. Malchus based David was split. And Rashi explains why would they Ovid Avodah Zorah? So Rashi on the top, because the Malchus was split, Yerovam did not want that Yidden should be Oyla Regal and go to Rechavam. So he made Agolim, he made idols. Shloyal Yisrael Yushalayim, Lemem Shalta Shei Rechavam. So Mamela, they remained with these Agolim that he made. And that's how they started dealing Avodah Zorah. They had a different way instead of going to Yerushalayim. And likewise, because of that, v'lo galinu ma'atzein zok d'gemara. If not for the Kabbalah's Lashon Hara of David, it would not have been the splitting of Malchus based David. It wouldn't have been Avodah Zorah, and it wouldn't have been galinu ma'atzein, because we were going from Eitz Zor, all because of Chet Lashon Hara and Avodah Zorah that it caused afterwards. Zok d'gemara, Om Rab Shmu Marachmeini, in the same vein. Om Rab Yenison, Kol Oyma Shloima Chota. Whoever says that Shloima HaMelech sinned, Zok Rashi, with what? Bavir Zorah. Ein Oyla Toye is making a mistake if you say Shloima HaMelech sinned Bavir Zorah. Shenemar, why would you say and assume and think that he sinned in Bavir Zorah? Shteit in Pasuk, V'loi Hoy Lavavai Sholem Im Hashem. His heart was not Sholem, totally, with the Eibishter. Elikov, Kelevav David Oviv. He wasn't like David HaMelech. Now, just because he wasn't like David HaMelech doesn't mean he sinned. Just because he wasn't like David HaMelech doesn't mean he sinned. Like we said before in the Gemara Namad Aleph, we said, B'nei Shmuel Chota, they weren't like their father. Doesn't mean that they were Chota. So same thing over here. Just because he wasn't like his father doesn't mean it was Ovid Avodah Zorah. So what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Zok the Gemara as follows. David he wasn't like his father, but don't accuse him of Avodah Zorah. Zok the Gemara Elamani Mikayim. So what's Pshat in the Pasuk? We find Vayhila a Zikna Shlema. It was at the end of the life of Shlema Melech when he was older. Noshav Hitu Es Levavoi. His wives. He had 1,000 wives. His wives put him astray, deviated him, tilted him away from the derech of the Eibishter. Hitu Es Levavoi. So what does that mean? Zog de Gemara, Hahi Kreb Nosen. That's going according to Reb Nosen. Meaning, the Reb Nosen has the following stira. State in Pasuk Siv, Ahila Ezikna Shloimon, Noshavit was Lavova in one, and it says that his wives let him go astray. Voksiv, and it says, Kilvav David Oviv, would loy have a it says he wasn't like Levav David Aviv, but it doesn't mean he was sinned. So it's a stira. Did he go astray? Or was he not like his father's, but not that he sinned, just like wasn't like his father? So Gemara Hori come out with this, what it means. His wives wanted to lead him astray to follow Avodah Zorah, but he did not go. It says, Loleches, they wanted to, but he was not holach. Zok the Gemara, so it means they attempted, but they didn't succeed. Frek the Gemara v'oksiv, Oz yibone shloima boma lichmoish lekamush shkoitz moyov. He built a boma. He built a mizbeach. Avodah Zorah, that means. He built a altar for Avodah Zorah. Oz yibone shloima boma lichmoish shkoitz moyov. For the disgusting shkoitz moyov. Zok the Gemara doesn't mean that he actually built it. Shebikesh limnes loibono. So he wanted to do, but he didn't. Now the question asked by Avodah Zorah, the Gemara in Kedushin Chof Lamates says that Machshava is Kamaisa. So if Bikish Livnos, even if Loibona, it's for Avodah Zorah, it should be Kamaisa. So the Pshat is, that's only if at the end you did not end up doing it because you were Nenas. But honestly, you didn't end up, even though you had a Machshava, then it's Kamaisa. But if you were Choyza B'tshuva and you didn't, and you retracted from what you wanted to do, then we say it's not Kamaisa, even by Machshava. And that's what happened over here. he wanted to, but he didn't. Not he didn't because he couldn't. It didn't have the time. It was nanas. He didn't because he decided, no. He was chayzer from this machshava.
If he tell me yibone just means that he wanted to, but he didn't, so I'll tell you a pasuk in Yeshua state, Oz yibone Yeshua mizbeach Hashem.
You're going to tell me it means shabikas limnas lebono. It only means he wanted to, but he didn't. So yibone doesn't just mean he wanted to. Of course Yeshua built. So Rashi says, kasha. So it's a kasha. Ela de bono, I'm out of Yeshua built it. Tochanami de bono, Zakashi kasha. Kashi. So of course he built. So if he built Zacharit Shver, Zog de Gemara, we answer as follows. Shlomo HaMelech did not sin. So what does it mean he built Avodah Zarah? Ela k'detan Rabbi Yossi Omer. V'esabomis asher al pnei Yerushalayim Hashem yimin lahar hamish amoshcha. The bomos, these mizbechas, these altars that were in Yerushalayim on the right side of Har HaMoshcha. Zog d'ashi Har HaZesim. On the right side of Har HaZesim. The word is bomos. Asher bono Shlomo HaMelech Yisrael la'ashtroi shkoitz tzedoinim. So Zog de Gemara, Efshe bo Asa v'loi biyarom. Asa came, King Asa came, and did not destroy them. Yoishofoit came v'loi biyarom. Asher bo Yoishiyohu biyarom. It says over there in the Pesukim that Yoishiyohu destroyed these bombers that Shlomo HaMelech made. So all these other kings before him did not destroy it, and only Yoishiyohu, Melech Yoishiyohu did. V'aloi kol avarizoh shebeit Yisrael. Asa v'yoshofet biyogom. Asa v'yoshofet that were earlier already destroyed all the avodizaris and Eitzol. So how could it be they left those bombers? Elo, it means as follows. Makash rishonim lachonim. You're comparing the rishonim, meaning the binyan shloima, to the destruction of what Yoshio destroyed avodizaris. Ma chonim loy osu v'tolo ben l'shvach. Even though Yoshio, meaning he did not destroy this actual mizbeach that was from the time of Shlomo HaMelech. No, he didn't do it. But why is it considered that he did it? It was told by Lishvach. Why? Because whatever he did in his time, he destroyed. Ubir Hashar, Zog Rashi. Shenasa Mishemeza Yishofet. Anything after Asen Yishofet that they didn't destroy, he destroyed. So it's considered, since he did everything in his lifetime to destroy Avodah Zarah, it's considered like he destroyed that bomber of this man of Shlomo HaMelech. So likewise, Avrishoinim also. So likewise, you can say the bomber that we are alluding or that we are being meyachas to Shlomo HaMelech loy also. It wasn't him that did it. V'tolam and Lagnai, but we consider it his bomber, even though he didn't actually do it. Why are we considering it his if he didn't do it? Just like the Rishoinim, meaning just like the Achroinim, even though Yeshua didn't destroy everything, because only what was in his lifetime, we consider he destroyed everything. So too, what was made, we meyachas it to Shlomo, even though he didn't do it. Why we're tolam and Lagnai? The reason why we're told about Gnai is because he was a moich on his wives that were Oyev Avodah Zarah. So we consider it his. That's like the Gemara originally we had, called Mishaloi Micha, it's Ki'ilu that he did it. But not that he actually built it. It's just told about Gnai. Zog the Gemara Voksiv, Vayash, so that's what it means. Gemara Voksiv, Vayash, Shloima Rabbe Eini Hashem. It says black and white. Shloima Melech did Rabbe Eini Hashem. Zog the Gemara, Elo, min mesha hoilo limchas ben noshov. He should have protested on his wives that were what? They were over the Avodah Zarah. V'loi michan, he didn't protest. Malo l'bakosav kilu choto. It's as if he was choto. That's v'yash shlomo rabbe ni Hashem. And that's taka the bombers that were miyachas to him, but not that he actually did it. He wasn't moich on his noshov. Zog the Gemara, Omer Avido Mashmuel, noich lo isa tzadik, it would have been better. He would rather have, Shlomo HaMelech would rather have, she is shamash ledover acher. He should be a shamash, Zog Drashi, a servant for what? Ledover acher, Zog Drashi, shamash lachtav eitzim, to be a woodchopper. Velisha mayim, to draw water, bischar l'avodah zarah. I'd rather have been someone who's mishamash avodah zarah, not actual dealing, but someone who's merely mishamash avodah zarah. Val yichtav boy, and it's in its place, it should not have been written, vayasa rabbe eini Hashem. If I'd have a choice, I would rather have switched and not, and been my whole life is shamash l'avodah zarah rather than what it's written about me by Yasser Rabbi Eini Hashem, because he was a moichah b'noshov. And the Mashal explains, because it's better to be a shamash l'avodah zarah than what is written about him by Yas Hora, which is that he deemed avodah zarah, even though he didn't. But it's ki'ilu because he was a moichah b'noshov. But it says by Yas Hora. Yas Hora means, implies the actual avodah zarah. I'd rather be a shamash l'avodah zarah, merely sweeping
and not dining, sweeping and working for Avodah Zarah, Chaytav Eitzim, Shayim Mayim, than actually what it says about him. Now, even though he didn't, because he wasn't Chayta, but it says about him, Vayaseh Rabbeinu Hashem. Zog the Gemara, Om Ravino Meshmul, B'shoh, Shenosah Shlomim is Basparoi, when Shlomim married Basparoi, Hichnisloi Elef Minei Zemel, she brought in 1,000 instruments, musical instruments. V'omrloi, she told him, Kach Ois Avodah Zarah Ployin, is this how you sing, this is how you play this instrument? For this Avodah Zarah. The Kachos Avodah Zarah Plonis, and this is the melody, how you play this instrument for this Avodah Zarah. V'loi Michabo, and he didn't protest about her actions. Omer Rav Yudom HaShmuel, B'shoshin Noso, Shlomim is Basparoi. All the way at the onset, when Shlomim married Basparoi. Yorad Gavriel, V'noatz Kona B'yam. Gavriel came, and he took, and he placed a reed, a Kona, in the Yam, in the Mediterranean Sea. V'olo Boi Sirtoin, and the soil came up because of that. And from that came out the Roman Empire, the piece of land of Rome. From there came about, so we see Gavaldik and Musa Haskell, that we see what one Maisa is Goyrim. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Rome. And what happened? Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. And because of the Maisa of marrying Basparoi, his original intention was the Shem Shemaim. He wanted to be Mekar, he married 1,000 Noshim because he wanted to get all the Umas Olam. And when he was young, he was able to keep them in check. But when he was older, it says only at the end of his life. Then Noshav Hit was Lavovai. Then he couldn't be Moich anymore. That was Taka what took place. But Bishosh and Nosa already came about the foundation of Roim. Same similarly. The day that Yerovam brought the two Egle Zov, Echad Bebeisel, the Echad Bedon, he noted that they shouldn't go to Rechovam to Yerushalayim. That was the splitting of Malchut Beis David. So Nivna Tzrif Echod. There was an island, a Tzrif that was created. Vezeu Italia Shel Yovon. And that's Italy. You know, the strip, the boot, that's Italia Shel Yovon. So Rashi, Krach Godel Shel Roimi, Shu Meitzeli Yisrael, Vuhu Italia Shel Yovon. That's all Italy. Same Rome, Italy, same idea. So Rashi, but also certain shagolsham b'mei shloima tzrif kuch katan mitzaydin shoysem in kanim min areva as the toys ubatim alabatim Italia. So Rashi, shame here. Italy is a city. V'himim medinas yovan. It's part of Greece. Ukshenot l'roimi malchus yovanim lakdu v'nepach lehem. And the Romans took it over and they made it part of their empire. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, Om Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Yonison, Kol Oimi Yeshio Chota. Whoever says that Yeshio HaMelech was Chota, Ein El Toy is making a grave mistake. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayas HaYosha B'nei Hashem, Vayelech B'chol Derech David Oviv. He followed exactly the path of David, his father. Not his father, but actually his ancestor. He was an Enikel of David. Zog the Gemara, Elamani Mekayim, V'komoyu Loi Hoy Lefon of Melech HaShashov. It says there was no one like Yeshio that was Shov, that it was a Baal Tshuva. It seems to play that he was a sinner and he was a Baal Tshuva. So it says Asher Shov. There was no one like him as great as a Baal Tshuva like him. Zog Gemara, it means Shekol Dayan Shedon mi ben Shmoina v'at Shmoina Esrei. All the interviews that he paskened as a Melech between the age of 8 and 18. So Echziron Lohen, he returned to them. He already sat Al Kisei Malchus when he was 8 years old. Now, what happened at the age of 18? Zog Rashi, Shemotze Chalkiyos, a sefer, ve'ien ve'diktik b'teiru v'dineo b'ksavu b'al peh, ve'hevin shemetor b'dino. Now that he saw the Torah, he didn't even see a Torah. There was such rampant Avodah Zarah. He didn't see a Torah till the age of 18. That's when he destroyed all Avodah Zarah. But he didn't know there was b'chal. And when he saw that, so then he was medaktik in the dinim. Did he do it correctly? So what did he do? So he returned all the monies from the previous interiors. And that's the Shov. Vayas Yosha ben Hashem, Etavani was Yosha. So what does it mean? Melech Hashem Shov? Shov means that he returned all the monies from the interiors. Zog di Gemara. Shema toima anotim izev anosan azeh. Maybe he took from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. What's the godless? He took from one person and he gave it to another person. Notim izeh. Whoever he took away from originally, he gave it back to that person. What did he do? That's not Shov. Zog di Gemara. He gave from his own monies. He gave to the people. He left it by the person that he gave it to originally. And he gave from his own monies to the person that he took it away from. This argues on Rav. The Omar Rav says no. Ein chagol b'balei tshuva yosim yishio b'doigoi. Yishio was the greatest b'al tshuva. That means he did sin, and he was a great b'al tshuva. He was the greatest b'al tshuva. So he's pliga de rav. Zogemol ve'echot b'doreinu umanu abba avua de rabbi yirmiya ba'abba. And there's also another great b'al tshuva in our generation, abba avua de rabbi yirmiya, the father of rabbi yirmiya ba'abba. Ba'amilo acha, achua de abba, the brother of abba, avua de rabbi yirmiya. Was it the father or was it the brother? Achua de abba avua de rabbi yirmiya ba'abba. The amri mar Reb Abba and Acha Achi Havi. Reb Abba and Acha were brothers. Omer Rav Yosef, there's another one. Voidecha b'dereinu, umanu ukven bar nechemya reish galusa. He was also the greatest Baal Tshuva that we had in their generation. Behainu, and who is this ukven bar nechemya reish galusa? Nosen de Tutsisa. He was called Nosen de Tutsisa, of the flame that flickered from him. Zogd Rashi, what does Nitsisa mean? Al shem nitzoitz in the nura, there were flames that flickered. Shahamalach poshad his yodoi, the malach stretched out his hand. V'kibel tshuvos in mekabel tshuva, when he was chozer b'tshuva, there was a mamish a sign from Shemayim that a malach stretched out his hand and mekabel him. That's one pshat. Lishachin is a rashi. Al sheochze hamalach betzitzis roishay, the malach took him betzitzis roishay. Nitzitzin doesn't mean flickered in flames. It means the tzitzis roishay means a payas or the tzitzis roishay. This on his head, so that's where he took him and he accepted him back. That's called Dutzitza. Tosis says another pshat, Dutzitza Oimer Benetam, the Omber Medesh, Shoy Ner Doilek Al Roshay. There was a Ner, there was Doilek Al Roshay. Because of his tshuva, he did not do any sin, the Gemara says in Edrin, how he wasn't over even on big nisyonis, so he had a Ner Doilek Al Roshay. So, Gemara Omer Rav Yosef, Hav Yasivne Bepilka, Vav Komenamnem, I was sitting in the shir and I was dozing off. B'chazoi b'chilm, and I saw in my dream the kaposhad yode v'kibla, that they accepted him and they accepted him back in tshuva. Hadan loch b'am behema, hadan loch b'am behema, hadan loch b'am behema. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll start Perek B'am Isha.